Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about when to use the MLS for immediate resale of your property and when not to.
It's amazing. You know what? Some people don't. I wonder if some people don't realize you can use the MLS for, I mean, any property type and any price amount. Right.
You know, this is equity week this week. How to create equity through buying and selling land. And I'm not sure that it just occurred to me that most of the people get their informal training from becoming a real estate investor mm-hmm. from their parents doing their primary residence, you know.
Right.
Like your parents or somebody you know sold a house and made a lot of money. A couple hundred thousand bucks, maybe even millions if you're in California or Manhattan. And a switch flipped. If it flips, it flipped in my head when I was younger. Like, well, what if I just did that four times a year?
Right.
Like, really, I was really young. Uh-huh. Well, that could be, you'd make way more money if you just did four of these a year.
Right.
Oh, yeah, son, you're probably right. I got to go to work.
Exactly. Hand dad his lunch. Bye.
He pats you on your head.
Exactly.
Don't knock yourself out. Do good at math today.
Isn't that funny? All right. I know you have a lot. This is good.
So, it truly is. So this stuff is so simple once you accept this fact that all the crap that you've learned about real estate investing that you've absorbed like a sponge your whole life, you gotta kind of undo.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. You know, you just brought up a good point that I wanted to say. I don't know if it was on social media or if it was in our online community, but one of our members was so cool, put a note like, it's April 1st or it was some day like that. And he's like, I've already made, I don't remember when it was.
Three times as much as I did last year in my salary.
Well, it's
job.
Like I've already made my salary up for the year.
Okay,
so the rest is gravy. I can't remember when it was. It might have been at some point last year. I don't know. It's all a blur. But
2017 is a blur.
I know. It might. But at some point throughout either this year or last year, he made a point to say, all right, today's the day I already matched my salary, what I would have been working for the full year at my old job, which was a good job, by the way. So it was awesome.
That's great.
Yep. Love it.
What better endorsement for real estate investment is that?
Exactly.
Before we get into the actual topic, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Steven, this name comes up a lot here. Steven asks, I've been looking at county records while cleaning up RealQuest data for a mailing, and it sure is tempting to mail foreign owners. Number one, no one is most likely contacting them. Number two,
check.
Many of them have owned for long periods of time and looked like good candidates to get an offer. I know there are more issues, but if closing through an escrow service, would that make it more viable? Is it even worth considering, or just focus on the easier ones and not even put thought into this?
So 9 times out of 10, the people who ask questions on the show answer their own question right at the end.
I know. I was going to say, I've had some call me. I had this property, this great property in Northern California, but the deal was, it was a pain in the rear because the guy calling me was in San Francisco who worked for the couple who lived like in Japan. I'm like, okay, this is a pain in the rear. And I would talk to him and he would call them and then they would call him and then he would call me. And then I'm like, okay, and how are you even going to sign this? Okay, well, they're going to be here for the holidays or da da da. I'm like, you know what? Eventually, I totally dropped the whole thing because it was just a waste of everybody's time.
Yeah.
So that's what could happen. And I'm like, and I was kicking myself for wasting the 6 phone calls that got to that point to just go let it go.
So we have about 100, maybe 70 people in our group who really, really do well with this. I mean, there are senior members / upper level members. I don't know what we would call them.
Advanced.
And the questions, the type of questions, advanced, professional,
special.
Pro level.
How about special?
I don't know. Yeah. And they asked me, here's the kind of question that they would ask me. What do you do about the fact that your phone rings 24/7? Uh-huh. How can you manage that? Because what do you do about the fact that you made $14 million last year? And from a tax standpoint, I'm getting 2 different opinions. So those are, and here's why that they got to that level, because they didn't send letters to people overseas. The path you're going down here is going to cause more problems than it's worth.
Oh, you're saying, yeah, that's one thing that they do well is skip those properties.
They skip these little owners. Tempting moments.
Yeah.
These little tempting, there's something flashy over there. They forget about that.
It's true.
And they just stay the simple, basic 101 course of send offers out, and process the acquisition and the sale as fast as you can.
Right.
Hopefully without talking to anybody.
What we all are looking for.
That's way more advanced.
Yeah. My favorite are the ones that we're looking for, the calls back when the guy goes, you found one of my 132 properties. Do you want them all? Oh, gosh, that's what you want.
And so, I'm using an example here. And we've answered a few questions on the show for you, and please keep them coming. But I can tell that this is their first time, because you're going to buy a bunch of property on your first or second mailer. And it's going to go, some of them are going to go real smoothly, and some of them are going to be like, wow, I'll never do that again.
Right.
And selling to foreign owners or buying to foreign owners is going to be, oh, I'll never do that again.
Yeah. Selling all day long. Selling's easy, no big deal. It's the same thing.
I never, you guys do that.
Oh, totally. It's no big deal. So.
That's a good answer, Jill.
Thank you. Yeah, that's we keep you out of all that, because I'm the sales side. Let's be honest. It's true. We haven't talked about that in a while. What is your forte, Steven? The making my phone ring,
yeah.
And then getting the offers out or the buyers or whatever it is, and then my forte is closing all the deals and getting the transactions done, and the sales stuff.
All right.
Thank you.
I forgot how much I love that.
What?
Thank you for reminding me.
That you don't have to do it?
That I don't have to be involved in sales.
That's true.
Just acquisitions.
Exactly.
Today's topic, when to use the MLS to immediately sell your property. So we talked, this is the meat of the show. We talked about the three-step process to buying property and then getting it set up for immediate resale yesterday. Today, in a long list of tools and places that you can use to sell property, one of them is a multiple listing service. And the vast majority of the people that I know about, it's their go-to place. Well, if you don't, it's not in the MLS, then it's not a real estate deal. How many times have you heard that?
Mm-hmm.
All the real estate agents that are in our group came to us like that. Well, the MLS is the greatest tool on the planet. That's why I became a real estate agent, because
I needed access
to the MLS.
Right.
There's this thing called Realtor.com and Redfin.com, and both of those they're not live feeds, but they're as close as you're going to get, and neither one of them costs a dollar.
Right.
So the MLS is an incredible tool for a very small sliver of the pie. So what part, when does your property fall in that sliver? If it's land, for us, it has to be over a certain dollar amount. If you go into any MLS right now, a lot of some real estate agents have what's called an IDX feed, and they actually are tapped in to the internet. It's an IDX feed directly from the MLS to their website. In Arizona, there's a company called Long Realty. I have no affiliation at all, but I go to that site all the time because just to access the MLS for the Southwest. And you'll find all kinds of property in there. Like, actually, you'll find some good deals sometimes.
You're talking land.
Yeah, okay, just good. Land. We're only talking about land here. But you never find property that's $300, or you never find property that's $2,000. You can find a great deal on an infill lot that's probably worth $60 to $100, maybe for $40 or $50. And I'm not advocating going to do this by any stretch. The question is, when do you use the MLS, and who looks for these properties to purchase them? So for us, if we're going to sell a property for more than $25,000 cash, we include it in the MLS. That's not to say we hire a real estate agent and go through all the discussion and all that stuff. What we do is we use a flat rate. There's flat rate companies. Flat rate, list your property in the MLS for a flat rate. All over the country, they're popping up.
And it really is through an agency, you don't have to be quote unquote
licensed.
Right.
Jill and I just sold a 40-acre property for $7,000 in the MLS in Arizona that we purchased for what, two? $2,000?
$1,500.
Oh, you remember those numbers.
I do. I do. And I can tell you more on this too, 'cause this is good. This
company's
is the good
called,
stuff.
I have no affiliation for the company. I'm not plugging them, but we happen to use a company called Congress Realty.
Right.
And I think it costs $399.
Mm-hmm.
And we stipulate right in there, We are not paying any buy-side broker fees.
So what we put in there, there's a spot for commission. So just so everybody knows, you can't put zero in, but you could put $1.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And that's what we put in, commission $1.
This is good stuff. I didn't know this.
Yeah, there you go. That's your little workaround. So that's one of the things I think I wanted to talk about. I think that was what hangs people up. They think that you can't use the MLS if you're not doing a traditional, you know, with a listing agent and you're not paying a traditional commission. And that is not true. Thank you, Jack.
So wait a minute, Steve. You just broke your own rule. You sold a property for, what did I say? Seven grand? You just said, if it's worth $25,000 and you don't put it in here, here's why. Every time you post a property anywhere on the internet, Zillow, Trulia, Craigslist, eBay, your own website, Landpin, Landwatch, Land and Farm. Like I snuck Landpin in there.
Oh, good.
Landpin is our site that our members post property on. You're going to get some interest. People are going to email you. They're going to say, you know, tell me a little bit more about this 40-acre property. And you're going to accumulate. The more places you put it on the internet, the more you're going to accumulate. Buyers you're going to accumulate. And so, again, the more senior members in our group, the more advanced members know that sometimes one's real hot and sometimes it cools off and another one picks up. Sometimes it's LandWatch. Sometimes it's Land and Parm. Sometimes it's the MLS. For us, the MLS is real hot right now. And we accumulated on that 40-acre property probably 10 viable buyers. Mm-hmm. 9 of them didn't buy it. Not ballpark, because you know better than I do. Mm-hmm. 9 of them didn't buy it. 1 of them did. But now we've got 9 more people in our email A-list when we get these properties. So it's real important to know this. Even though, like we talked about yesterday, if in a perfect world you buy a piece of property and you sell it immediately, you sell it before you buy it. Mm-hmm. You still have to post it everywhere all around the internet and spend some money on marketing because you're going to accumulate a massive A-list of buyers really quickly. Mm-hmm. That is when you use the MLS for immediate resale. Mm-hmm. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Is it boring?
No. Not at all.
Is it preachy?
No.
All right, good.
Well, you do that sometimes.
I know.
No, you didn't do that. You didn't do that today. It was great. No, you did. I'm so glad. People don't know that you can do this. And this is one of the reasons I think that we're here. And this is one of the things that our members tell us. Like, I had no idea. You just solved that for me. Thank you.
Jill and I, we have a different company called House Academy. And we're not here to talk about that. But the MLS is our, even we sell the we sell houses to
flippers.
To flippers. And it's a very select group of people in the market. And the way that we pick those people up is on the first property, we just post it in the MLS as an investor special and hold an open house. And we pick up 20, 30, 40 buyers mm-hmm. in the market. And then the subsequent properties we buy, they just, mm-hmm. It's a feeding frenzy.
Oh, totally.
But we still do it.
Right.
We still list it just to pick up more buyers.
Exactly.
That's what the real beauty of the MLS is, to pick up buyers. It's not to actually sell the property. If you're doing everything right, the property's already sold anyway.
You know what? I want to make this point. This is when we were talking about this earlier. One of the things I thought about was, everybody's doing it wrong, right? Let's call a spade a spade. We shouldn't be trolling the MLS. If you really want an off-market deal, everybody says they want an off-market deal, and all they do is get up in the morning and go look at the MLS. I'm like, okay, what's going on here? So you and I had this long discussion, and we decided that, you know what? I can't help everyone, so I'm just going to give them what they want, basically. And that's one of the reasons we use the MLS, because that's where they're looking. So I'm going to put it there, as silly as it is. But at least,
I had a long conversation about this.
Yeah.
Should we use the MLS or not?
I feel like this is ridiculous. This is not what we do. This is not what everybody says they want and all that good stuff. But on the end of the day, they're still going there. So we decided, let's just do it. Give them what they want. At least we know how to do it. With a flat rate, what's nice too is when you find, you just said it's so easy to find these companies too online now. You could find a flat rate company that even if it's a $5,000 property, but you just want to get the exposure out there and drive traffic to your website, great. It's $399 or something like that. And you're going to pay no commission and you can get the exposure that you want. It's the
same,
awesome.
same thing is true with eBay. Mm-hmm. eBay is a huge advertisement for your company. If you have a lot of property for sale, we always slap one property on eBay as a, just an advertisement to drive traffic to all of our other stuff, and it works like a charm. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of inbound questions too, and all those people with those inbound questions make our list. Mm-hmm. So you never stop, even at, well, we've been in this for almost 30 years. Next year's going to be 30
wow.
years.
That's pretty scary.
For me. Next year.
Wow.
So even if...
take your yeah, take the words out.
I started thinking about it.
Oh.
Is it 20 years or 30 years?
30? 99? Wait.
No, it's 20
99?
Years.
99? Oh, 09?
Feels like 30.
20 years.
Yeah.
Okay, you scared me.
Oh, that's much better.
Yeah. I would say, how old are you
if we're
again?
Doing this 10 years from now.
99? Yeah, yeah. Okay, we're cool.
Anyway, no matter where you are in your career, how advanced you are, you never stop building that A list of buyers. We've got tens of thousands of buyers that tap into our stuff daily. That's probably we probably pick up 10 or 20 new mm-hmm. buyers and new people who are interested through a lot of different channels. And that is one of the reasons we are so successful. Mm-hmm. Join us tomorrow. Well, you've done it again, actually. You spent another, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes with us here at the Land Academy Show. Join us tomorrow for another interesting episode where we talk about creating immediate equity with your property acquisitions. It's Equity Week here at Land Academy.
And we answer your questions. Should you have one, post it on our online community. It's free. Found on landacademy.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. It's informative.
Really?
I learned stuff.
That's good information.
I learned stuff from you every show. I'm serious. I'm not joking.
Oh, thank you.
You know, this is almost like a business meeting for us. Like, I find out what's going on your side of stuff.
Work around Jill. How can I help?
Is that how you answer the phone?
Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening. And while you're at it, rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.